Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Meir Turin. Meseches Tainus has been dedicated by Mr. Aaron Zweig, Le'iloi Nishmas Reb Shimon ben Nechemya Halevi.
The Mishnah in the beginning of the third parak of Meseches Tainus teaches us, Seder Tainus Elul Ha'amar B'Revi'i Rishayna. All the Tanesim that we've been discussing till now, the different Seder, or the different amount of Tanesim, until it culminates with the seven most stringent fasts, are only Ha'amar B'Revi'i Rishayna, are referring to when the rain has not come, it's tearing and it's coming. However, if things begin to grow, and they begin to grow abnormally, we are masriya about that miyad. And hu adin, if it begins to rain, and then there's a break in the rainfall of 40 days, we are masriya as well. Because it's a case of food shortage. Then the Mishnah continues, Yardul Tzmachim of Aloy Yardul Ilan, that begins to rain a grain which is only good enough for the Tzmachim, for the small crops, but not for the trees. Ilan Veloy Tzmachim, Lazev Lazev, Aloy Labiris, Lasichin Umaris, Masriyan Aleya Miyad, we are Masriyan all these cases right away. Now there's a three way machlekes Rishonim, how exactly to understand the Mishnah when the Mishnah describes the Chiyuv of Hasra. Rashi and Taisus both understand that the Mishnah means to say that in all the cases mentioned above, it has the chaymer, like the seven last fasts that are happen when it does not rain, and there's a tainus and shifris blown. The Ravid, however, holds the masrin of our Mishnah means merely the blowing of shifris, and the Rambam agrees to the Ravid in the aspect that our Mishnah means to say that it's more kuladik, you don't have both things that are done on the sheva tainus achrinus. However, he just argues on one point with the Ravid, where the Ravid says what we do is merely shifris, the Rambam Shita is, what our Mishnah means to say is, what we do merely a tainus. This is how the Beis Yosef and the Bach and Tzimit Tafkuf Ayin Hei understand the Rambam. Now the Ritva comes along and he comes to explain where did the Ravid take out his Shita, that when we say Masriyan in our Mishnah, the halacha is that it means not like the Sheva Achrinus, which have the full severity of both fasting and shifris, but rather, all you have to do is Hasra of shifris. The Ritva says perhaps the Ravid came from the Lashon Mishnah. Since the Mishnah says, V'chein shepaska gesham ben geshem legeshem arbaim yayim, we are masri of neshi makas b'tzayris, because it's a case of a food shortage. If so, it's mashma, that it does not have the severity of like a rav, which calls for both fasting and shifris. And therefore the Ravid says, our Mishnah must mean that all you do is merely shifris. Ritva says, perhaps as well, the Ravid understood that our Mishnah cannot mean that it has the severity like of the Sheva Achrinus, which calls for both fasting and shifris, because how could it be that in our Mishnah, one of the cases is, Yardul Tzmachin of Allah Yardul Ilan, if it begins to rain for the Tzmachin, but not for the trees, we are Masriya, or for the Ilan and for not for the Tzmachin. Now we know if it doesn't rain at all, it doesn't call for both Hasra and Shifris. Only once we're up to the Shevatinus Achrinus do we have both. And therefore, Zakhtar Ritva, the Ravid held that it wouldn't make sense to say that in a case where it didn't rain at all you do is fasting. And yet in a case where it rains for the tree and not for the Tzmachim, suddenly we're going to Masriya and both do fasting and Shifris. Therefore, this forced the Ravid to say that when our Mishnah says Masriyan, our Mishnah means merely the blowing of the Shifris. However, the Ritva himself, Lefia Emes, does not agree with the Mahalach of the Ravid. Number one, he says it bothers him, according to the Ravid, the Lashon of the Mishnah is off, because the Mishnah says, Masriyan Aleha Miyad. In these cases, like Tzmachim Shoshana, we are Masriya right away. He says, according to the Ravid, the Lashon the Mishnah should use is Al Tzmachim Sheshanu, Masriyan Aleim Bilvad. When it comes to these things which are not as severe, therefore all one must do is Masriya, blowing the Shifras. The Lashon Masriyan Aleim Miyad will be Mash, and the Mishnah is coming to tell us that when these things happen, there's a sense of urgency, and we must be Masriya right away. Number two, the Ritva says, this whole Chiddush that the Ravid saying that our Mishnah means to be Masriya with Shifras, though there is no fast, he says we never find such a concept. The only Indian of Shifras we find in the Gemara is Shifras that are blown on the Seder HaBrachas of the Tainus Tibur. And therefore, how could the Mishnah mean to say this new din of Masriya, which means merely Shifras, which we never find? And if the Mishnah means to be Mechadish, this new Chiddush, such a thing the Mishnah should have spoken out. And finally, the Ritva says, earlier on Yud Beis Amud Beis, we find that the inyan of Shifres is something that's only done b'sayif bakashas rachamim. When we have fasted many times and we've exhausted that eifin, the last thing we do is the blowing of Shifres. And like the Gemara in Yud Gimel Amud Beis and Tainus says, this is something which is only naig by the Shev Achreinus. So how could the Ravid say this is something that we do miyat? Therefore, the Ritva himself, Lufia Emes, goes with the Mahalach of Rashi and Taisvis and the Ramban, that our Mishnah is indeed saying a Chumrah. Our Mishnah is saying that this, that we have a Seder, and we wait till the Sheva Achreinus to call for both Tainus and Shifres, that is limited only to when the rain is tearing in its coming. Because since that is not such an abnormal thing, sometimes such a thing happens, therefore we don't see it necessarily as a Gzeir Shemayim. However, our Mishnah says, when it begins, things begin to grow, and yet they grow abnormally, or rain begins to come, and then there's a break of 40 days, though the Mishnah says it's only a makas b'tzairis, it's merely an issue of a food shortage. However, Zakta Ritva Yisayd, that when it comes to being geyser hasra of tainus and shifres, we do not merely look at the tzara itself, how severe the tzara is, but rather a major factor is seeing if this tzara means that there's a gzeira shamayim, which is calling out to us to do tshuva. And therefore, that is the kavan of the Mishnah. Only when rain does not come in its proper time, since that is something which is not totally abnormal, that happens many a times, therefore we cannot look at it like a gzera shamayim. However, the Mishnah says, when certain things happen which are totally abnormal, things begin to grow but they're growing wrong, or rain begins to fall and there's a break of 40 days in between, so the Mishnah says this is like a case of a food shortage, but even though it's only like a food shortage, however, since this is an abnormal thing, therefore we see like a Gzeir Shamayim telling us that we must do tshuva, and therefore there's a mechayiv of hasra of both Shifres and Tainus. The Ritva explains that is pshat as well in the Mishnah. It says, Nafal le'ilan v'loy le'tzmachim, that if rain falls on the trees, only rain which is good for the trees, but not for the tzmachim, not for stam plants, over there we must be masriya. And yes, definitely this is not as bad in severity for rain not coming at all. But rain not coming at all, we could just attribute to being that sometimes, that's the dark, sometimes rain tarries and it's coming. However, when rain falls enough for a tree, but not for tzmachim, or specifically rain falls which is good for tzmachim and not for a tree, from here it's nika, there's gzeir shamayim on that min, and therefore we have to be masriya. Now, we spoke out previously that the Rambam and the Ravid both agree that the Asra of our Mishnah is a kula, is more kuladik than the Sheva Achreinus. The whole point of the Machlekes is, what does Asra mean? Does it mean merely Shifres, which is the sheet of the Ravid, or does it mean merely Tainus? It explains Shat in the Rambam that the reason why the Rambam wanted to learn that Asra means merely Tainus and not merely Shifres is because he held of the kasha that the Ritva has on the Ravid. That Shifres we seem to only find only on the Seder HaBrachas of a Tainus Tzibur. And therefore the Rambam learned Asra over here means merely Tainus. He also held that the kasha of the Ritva, Shifres is something we only find by the Chaimer of the Sheva Achreinus, like the Gemara said previously. And therefore the Rambam says Hasro over here means merely Tainus. Now as far as the Shitas HaRavid, one can be Miyashiv, the Shita of the Ravid, in the following way. The Ravid will tell you, this that we find Hasro only on the Seid HaBrachas, the Ravid will tell you there are two different types of Shifres. There's one halacha of Shifres, which is the Indian of Tefillah, like we'll explain further, and the male of that Indian of Shifres is Davka Shayach on the Seder HaBrachas of the Tefillah of the Tainus Tibur, and the Ravid held that there's a totally different Indian of Shifres as well. There's a second halacha of Shifres, which serves as a wake-up call. Like the Pasuk says, Yimitaka Shifer Be'er, Ve'amalei Achradu, when a Shifer will signal in a city, and people will not get scared. And like the Rambam says in Hilchos Tshuva, that a Shifer symbolizes Ur Yishein and Mishinaschem, those who slumber should wake up and inspect their ways. Now, where do we find the second inyan of Shifres, that it's an inyan of Tefillah? The Gemara Maseches Rosh Hashanah Daf Chaf Vav Amud Beis writes that there's a mila to use on Rosh Hashanah a Shifer, which is Kafav, which is bent over. And the reason is because it's similar to Tefillah, where a person stands Kafav Ufnei Hashem, bent over in front of Hashem. Rashi Maseches Rosh Hashanah explains, since the Shifer is a bow of Tefillah, it comes for a Tefillah, therefore it should symbolize Tefillah, where a person is bent over. The Birchas Avram over there, Maseches Rosh Hashanah, brings down, according to this, from the Brisker Rav. The Brisker Rav had explained this that we say on Rosh Hashanah, after the blowing of the shofars. We say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Maven Umazin Umakshiv, L'kol Tekiyaseinu. He listens and understands the call of our Tekiyah. And we say as well, Shemea Kol Teruas Amcha Yisrael Berachamim. He hears the sound of the true of Klal Yisrael Berachamim. He says this Lashon only makes sense if the Tekiyah is like a tefillah. And therefore, saying HaKadosh Baruch Hu analyzes and understands the special tefillah which comes through the shofar. Rabbi Yitzchok Saratskin Shlita as well explains Lefizeh, the Gemara Maseches Roshon Daf Chav Vav Amud Aleph, where the Gemara says, Vatetiv Lashem Yishor Par. And the Gemara dashens that to mean, Vatetiv Lashem Yishofar. Where Rashi says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, my tefillah is more special to you than the shofar. What is the connection between these seemingly two things which have no connection with each other? Rabbi Yitzchok Saratskin explains based on the Brisker Rav, because the Kol Tekiyah also is an inyan of tefillah, and therefore he's saying that Hashem might personal tefillah, which is said by my mouth, Vateitel Hashem b'shayfer. It was even more dear to Hashem than the tefillah which comes about through the blowing of the shayfer. According to this, we could come back and answer the Shitas HaRavid. The Ravid will say, yes, Ein Echanami, this that we generally find Shofar is, I'll say there at Tefillah, I'll say there at Brachais, that is as far as the blowing of Shofar, which is an inyan of Tefillah. And therefore, it's appropriate that it's blown together with the Shemina Esrei, with the extra Brachas of Bakasha Sarachamim. And this that the Gemara in Tainis says, we only find the Levesayif Bakasha Sarachamim, true, that is the Shofar, which is a Chelik of the Tefillah. However, the Ravid holds, our mission is coming to tell us that there's another type of shofaris. There's a shofar which serves as a wake-up call to Ayur Yisheinu Mishinaschem. And as far as that shofar is concerned, our Mishnah says, even if all you have is Smachim Sheshanu, or Pasku Gishon Ben Geshem LeGeshem, there Al Kopanim L'cho Apachas, we have to blow a shofar, the shofar of serving as a wake-up call. And as far as the question of the Ritva, that such a thing, the Mishnah, should have been Mechadish, the Ravid will tell you that since this is the more Pashta meaning of what a Shofar is, like the Pharish of Pasuk, if you talk a Shofar be'ir ba'amal yachradu, can a Shofar blow in a city and people should not be scared and not wake up? And therefore, that Mishnah didn't feel has to introduce something Mechadish, that is a Dover Pasha. The Mishnah had said that Yardu Azel Azav, Alayla Baris Lesichin Lamaris, if there was enough rain for both the trees and the crops, but not enough to fill up the reservoirs of water, the bayrus, the shichna ma'aris, masriyan alei miyad, we must be masriya about that right away. Rashi over here in Divrei HaMaskil, the bayrus, shichna ma'aris, points out that all these three items are base concealis megeshamim l'shtia, are things that are used to gather in rainfall for the purpose of drinking. And the Rashash Masechtas Erevin and Afchav Aleph asks from the sugya over there, the Sugyan Erevin is mashma that made byris, water that is found in a pit, is not Roy L'shtiyas Mayim. If so, how do we resolve this contradiction between the two Sugyans? The Tehillah Yoyna wants to say that the Sugyan Erevin is talking about as far as Shabbos is concerned. And it's saying that on Shabbos, the water is not considered Roy for Shti of a person. Because since the water is in a bar, in a pit, therefore, there's dirt which is mixed in with the water. The only way to make it royal ishtiyah would be to misadin it, to sift the water out, which is forbidden on Shabbos. Therefore, me'abar, as far as Shabbos is concerned, is not royal ishtiyah. However, our mishnah is talking generally during the week where you can rid the water of the dirt, therefore is considered royal ishtiyah. And the mishnah had said as well, v'chein er shele yardol egeshamim, so to a city where rain did not fall upon it, t'chsivim tanti al ir achans, v'al ir achas loy tamter, so that city as well must be masriya. Now the Ran explains that even though v'chayra, the city which did not get rain, is not any worse where generally we know when it does not rain, we are not masriya right away, but rather is a gradual process until we reach the level of asra. The Ran explains that that's why our Mishnah brings down a pasuk. It brings down a pasuk to say that in a case where one city gets rain and the city right next to it does not get rain, that signalizes again a gzeirim and a shamayim on the city that did not get rain, that shamayim is being teivea, the city to do tshuva, and therefore they must be masriya right away. Now the Mishnah taught us halacha that that city is misane umasras and all the surrounding cities. So in that we have a machlekes between Rabbi Akiva and the Tanikama. the surrounding cities, according to the Tanakhama, do Tainus and not the blowing of Shifras. And according to Rabbi Akiva, the surrounding cities blow Shifras and not Tainus. And the same Machlekes, Rabbi Akiva and the Tanakhama, we find Vaiter in the Mishnah, a city which one city had Devru Mapilus. So the city itself that has the Devru Mapilus within it is Misana Umasras. And the surrounding cities, according to the Tanakhama, is just Misana Vilay Masriyais, fasts without blowing of Shifras. According to Rabbi Akiva, they are Masriya, the surrounding cities blow Shifras and do not do Tainus. And the question is, what exactly is the Yisayit of the Machlekes between Tanakhama and Rabbi Akiva? The Birchas Avram wants to explain, based on the Rambam, the beginning of Hilchos Tainus. The Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Tainus writes, Mitzvah Saseh, there is a positive mitzvah min HaTorah, Lizayik Ulehariah B'chatzaitris, Al Kol Tzara Shetaveh El Tzibor. To blow and be Masriah B'chatzaitris on every Tzara which comes upon the Tzibor. The Birchas Avram says, Meduyik in the Shitas HaRambam, that the Chiyuv of blowing B'chatzaitris is only when the Tzara is already upon the Tzibor. He wants to explain, therefore, that is the point of Machlekes between Rabbi Akiva and the Tanakhama. According to the Tanakhama, the surrounding cities only fast, but they do not blow Shifras, the Chiv Deraisa of blowing Shifras, because it's not called that they're inside the Tzara, they're within the Tzara already. The Tzara is only in the city that's next to them. However, the surrounding cities have not yet been affected, and therefore there is no Chiv of blowing Shifras. Mashenkin, according to Rabbi Akiva, the fact that they're surrounding this city that's already in the Tzara, that's already considered that the cities directly around them are in the Tzara as well. Especially the way Rashi explains that the city which does not have food will now go to the outside cities to go to their markets to purchase food, and therefore they will cause that there'll be a Rav in the outside city as well. And in the Yerushalmi, we find another Mahalach, how to explain the Machlekes between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Akiva. The Yerushalmi over here, Masechtas Tainus, writes that according to the Tanakhama, he compares the surrounding cities to Yom Kippur, and therefore they're supposed to fast. And according to Rabbi Akiva, the surrounding cities he compares to Rosh Hashanah, and therefore there's the blowing of Shifras. It's Masha from the Yerushalmi, that the Yerushalmi's understanding, just like Rosh Hashanah we know is like the Tchilas Din, is the beginning of the judgment, but it's only completely sealed on Yom Kippur, that's considered the Gemar HaDin. The question over here we've seen in Tanakhama and Rabbi Akiva is how to view the surrounding cities. According to the Tanakhama, we've already reached the point of the Gemar Din, because since the inside city is affected, and especially the Rashi says that they're going to purchase things in the outside cities, and they will cause famine in the outside cities, therefore we've already reached the level of Gemar Din. Therefore, the Tanakhama says they're supposed to fast similar to Yom Kippur. Ashenken, according to Rabbi Akiva, since Saif Kol Saif, the Tzara is only Bepayel in the inside city at this point, the Melech only considered on the level of the Tchilas Din, and therefore it's more appropriate to blow Shifras similar to Rosh Hashanah. And yet in the Ran, we find a third Mahalach, Hadu Imazber, the Machlekes, Tanakhama and Rabbi Akiva. The Ran explains that the site of the Chiv of the surrounding cities is because there's a Chiv to Mishtatif with the Tsar that the Tzibor is in. The concept of Imay Anaychi B'Tzara. And therefore, the Birchas Avram explains, according to the Tanakhama, he holds the Iker, most proper way to Mishtatif in the Tsar of the inside city, is to physically feel pain similar to the inside city. And therefore, the surrounding cities, the proper response is for them to fast as well. Ashenken Rabbi Akiva holds, since we find the Shifras is the Kayach to break a Gzerah, therefore it's more appropriate that surrounding cities should mishtatif in the Tzara, the inside city, by blowing Shifras in order to hopefully help him mavato the horrible Gzerah. The Mishnah teaches us that a city where there's Mapiles within that city must be Misane Umasraz. Rashi explains the Mapiles means that the walls and the houses of the city are being knocked down by very fierce winds. The Rambam in Perek Beis Mehilchos Tainus, Halachi Yud Beis, writes the following, Ala Mapiles Ketzad. What is the case of Mapiles? Hare Sharib Sabi'ir Mapiles Ksalim Briyim She'enam Aimdim Mitzad Hanar. If you have a city where many ksalim, very strong walls, are being knocked down. These walls are not standing by the river, so they're strong, fortified walls, yet they're falling down. Harezu tzara, this constitutes a tzara, umis'anin umasriin aleha. Oh, you must be mis'anin and be masri about it. V'chein al arash, and so to an earthquake that takes place in a city. V'al aruchais, shemapilin esabinyin v'hargin, or winds blowing down binyanim and killing people, mis'anin umasriin alehen, we must be mis'anin and be masriya. And the Rambam does not explain to us how many houses or how many walls need to fall down in order for it to have a status of Mapoiles, with a chiyuv to Masriya, with both Misane, both fasting and with Shifras. The Ritva and Daf Chaf Amabez and Masechtas Tainis, Divri Amaschel, V'chein Ha'ir, brings down the Shita of the Rambam, and he says that the Loi Nasan Harav, Shir Mapoiles, Elakasa, V'resha Rivs Mapoiles. He points out this Shiloh on the Rambam. The Rambam does not explain to us how many houses need to fall in order for it to be considered a mapilas. The Rambam just writes a blanket statement, that Resha Ripsa mapilas. Asher the Ritva says, perhaps the shir by mapilas is three houses, similar to Dever, which is three people dying in 3 days. And he says, in a chanami, there'll be a difference, however. When it comes to Dever, there's a difference between a large city or a small city, and there's a difference whether it happens all in 1 day or 3 different days. Over here, the Ritva says, there will be no such distinction. However, it will be Tali, the Ritva says, perhaps, in 3 houses falling. However, the Ritva says, the Rambam, however, did not explain to us how many it is. Now, it's interesting that the Rambam, the Ais Dechais, does not agree with the Ritva. And the Rambam holds for some reason when it comes to the falling of the houses, when it comes to Mapoiles, it is not decided based on 3 houses falling. And it's a tzorach in what exactly is the machlekes here between the Rambam and the Ritva. The Mishnah continues and it says, Ezo Dever, what is considered Dever? A city which has a population of 500 and 3 people die in 3 days, that is considered Dever. Anything less than this is not considered Dever. Now the Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch, Simin Tavkuf Ayin Vav Sif Beis, Paskins this way. The Magen Avraham over there in Sifkatan Beis, however, writes the following. Bizmana Zed, that there are many issues in the air, the germs being carried in the air. Therefore, Bizmana Zed, the minug is that even in a case where there's a city that has Dever, one should not fast in order not to lower his immune system and cause himself to get severely sick. The Agais Chassam Sefer, based on this Magen Avraham, writes that in his Kehila, when there once was a plague going around in Pressburg, he told his Gehila not to fast on Yom Kippur based on this Magen Avraham, that they should not put themselves b'sakana. Now the Mishnah teaches us, El Eilu Masriyan b'chol makim, about the following things, we are Masriya b'chol makim all over. Ala Shidafin, on wind blasts, v'ala Yerokin, v'ala Arba, v'ala Chasil, v'ala Chayera. Rashi explains, what does it mean b'chol makim? Rashi says it means anyone who hears about this calamity is supposed to be Masriya. Masriya n'aleah, Kol HaShayman, anyone who hears about it should be Masriya, Kedei Shalitavi Aleya, and that this thing should not befall upon them. The Taisis Yantiv explains the Kavona of Rashi, that Rashi was bothered by the Lashon HaMishnah, and about these things we are Masriya B'chol Makim, and wherever you are, because there is no time in the world, and some of the things mentioned are Cherev, people being killed in different places. Now these things, at any given time in the world, at some point in the world, these things are happening. If so, the whole world should constantly be in a state of Masriya. Therefore, Rashi explained that B'chol Makim does not mean literally every single place. But B'chol Makim means wherever a person hears about this thing, there's an obligation for him to be Masriya. And one of the items mentioned in the Mishnah with the Zechiyah of Hasra B'chol Makim is Yerakim. Rashi over here in Masechtas Tainis explains that Yerakim means a chayli, means a sickness, which seemingly Rashi is explaining it goes on a person, that people are getting sick, and so is the Ranim Mefarish and other Rishonim, and according to this, Yerakim comes from the Lashon of turned green, that the person's face has turned green like the green of the field, he has gotten sick. The Rav, however, brings down other Pirushim, which the Ritva goes with this Mahalach as well, that Yerakin means that the Tfuah is affected, that the Tfuah is being damaged. And so, too, the Chedush Anshei Shem brings down Mishem the Ramban. The Chedush Anshei Shem, however, is Ma'ayr, that it would seem to be a contradiction in Rashi over here to Rashi Ala Torah. Rashi over here says Yerakin means the person got sick. However, Rashi and Chumash in Devarim Chav Ches, Chav Beis, writes that Yerakim means Yavish, that the Tfuah is not Machli Yerakim, that the Tfuah has gone bad. The Sas Emes goes further and he says he doesn't even understand Rashi by us. Rashi explains Yerakim means the person is sick. He says it's not Mashma that way from the Gemara later on Chav Beis Amen Aleph, where the Gemara over there says Shidafain and Yerakim is Bekol Shehu. Even a small amount. If the pshat is, it means chayli, mistame, we need to be with 3 people getting sick, similar to Dever. Also, b'chol, what does it mean to call you a small amount? What does it mean a small amount when we talk about a person getting sick? And therefore he says, this Fasema says, right place can explain, Yerakim means the tfuah. Now as far as the Chedush Anshei Shem's question, that there would seem to be a stira to the hair Rashi and Tainis, to Rashi Ala Torah, According to what the Maariv Tzachias writes in the beginning of Masechtas Tainus, that he feels that Rashi on Masechtas Tainus is not Rashi, but rather is another one of the Rishonim, and it would seem to support this Mahalcha as well, the fact that throughout Masechtas Tainus, we don't really have Tainus bringing down Rashi and asking questions on Rashi, similar to what we have in other Masechtas, but rather most of the Tainus seem to just be echoing the Rashi that we have in front of us. That would also be Mashma, that there wasn't a Rashi on Masechtas Tainus that Tainus had to comment on. According to that, there would be no contradiction between the Mefarish over here and Masechtas Tainus, who explains that Yerakin means a sickness of a person, to Rashi on Chumash, who explains Yerakin means a sickness of the Tvua. Now the Mishnah continues, and the Mishnah teaches us, Al Elu Masriya B'Shabbos, about the following things we are Masriya, even on Shabbos. Al Irshu Kifu Anachrim, a city which is surrounded by the Gentiles, a Nahor, or a raging river, Bala Sfina, Amitarefes Bayam, or a ship which is in danger at sea. Rabbi Yaisi Aymer le Ezra v'loy litzaka. They could call for help, but they cannot call out b'tfila. Now the Gevurah Sari has a very strong question on our Mishnah. Our Mishnah goes ahead and makes a list of the different things we are masriya about if it happens on Shabbos. Frak the Gevurah Sari, the Gemara Masechtas Bava Kamma on Afpeil Mebeis has another case where there's hasra even on Shabbos. Masriyan al chichoch b'Shabbos. One is Masri about boils on Shabbos. And like the Gemara over there explains, Shchin Yavesh, we're referring to dry boils, which was the Makkah in Mitzrayim. And if so, how come the Tana leaves out this case? The Gevurah Sari wants to offer two Mahalchim. Number one, he says, perhaps because like we mentioned previously, that the Dinti Masriya B'Shabbos on Shchin is limited only to Shchin Yavesh, dried out Shchin. However, on Shchin Lach, wet Shchin, there is no Dinti Masriya. Therefore, it's not a clear-cut thing to Masri on Shchin, and therefore the Tana left it out. He only wanted to list in the Mishnah things that are clear-cut. Or perhaps the Gevurah Sari says, we can say a different answer, that since Hasra is only about Shchin Yavesh, and the Gemara Masechtas Becheiris on Daf Mem Aleph Amid Aleph teaches us that a behema with Shchin Yavesh is considered a Makkah She'en L'Refua, the animal is considered a balmum because it's something which will never go away. It's a mak which has no means of healing. If so, when we talk about being masriya on Shchin Yavesh, we're obviously not talking about being masriya for the aid of the person who's been affected with the Shchin Yavesh. Because like we know, one is not masriya when it comes to an ace. The Gevurah Sari says, where do I know that we are not masriya when it comes to an ace? Because Rav Nachman teaches us in the bottom of the Amud, that the Mishnah describes a case of Asra when things begin to grow, and they grow abnormally. Rav Nachman says, however, Dafka Nishtanu, the Dinti Masri is only when things grow abnormally. Aval Yav Shulai, but if they got completely dried out, one would not go ahead and be Masriya. And the Gemara explains, the reason is, according to one explanation of Rashi is, because once it's dried out, Mikan ve'elech la'yoyo, v'utfil ha'shav, to daven now would be davening for an open miracle, and therefore we're not mispal for an open miracle, and therefore it's a tfil ha'shav. Therefore, zak de gvur sari, since Shchin Yavesh, the Gemara Mechairis teaches us, is something which is ein lo refua, so when the Gemara Mechairis says we are masri on Shchin Yavesh, we obviously are not talking about being masri for the person himself who's been afflicted, but rather we're being masri for the people around him, that they should not be contaminated as well with the Shchin Yavesh. If so, zak de gvur sari, Hasra by Shchin is not comparable, is not similar to any of the cases mentioned in our Mishnah. All the cases mentioned in our Mishnah, Masriya B'Shabbos, are when we Masriya for the people themselves who are already in the Tzara, like the city which is surrounded by the Nachrim, or surrounded by the raging river, or the Sfina that's Mitarefes Bayam, Masha'enkin Shchin Yavish, where the Asra is for the other people not to be affected, since it is not similar to the other cases, therefore the Tana leaves it out. However, the Gevurah Sari then says, these terutzim would seem to be good answers, however, will not resolve a question from the Gemara in Bava Basra. The Gemara in Bava Basra, Daf Tzadi Aleph, Amid Aleph, teaches us, Masriyan al Prakmatya B'Shabbos. We are Masriya when the merchandise that is used for people's livelihood is being affected. We are Masriya about that, even on Shabbos. And the question, therefore, is, how come our Tana left out this case? Dr. Gevurah Sari, so what do we have to say? We have to say Tana V'Shayer. We have to say, though there are other cases as well, which we are Masriya in, on even on Shabbos. However, the Tana did not mention every last case. However, the Gevurah Sari says, we know the Gemara throughout Shas, Whenever we want to say that a Tana was Tana v'Shayer, he left out some cases. On that, the Gemara immediately asks the question, my Shire the high Shire. One cannot just say the Tana left something out unless he has a proof where we see he left out a different case as well. So then we could say he left out this second case as well. However, like the Gvura Sari, if the only case that he left out was Prakmatya, that was the only case which should have been mentioned, we're going to have the problem of my Shire the high Shire. Therefore, the Gvura Sari says the truth must be that the reason why he left out the case of Shchin Yavesh has nothing to do with the answers that I gave previously, but rather the Tano just left out some cases. He did not go ahead and mention every last case, and therefore we can say he left out both the case of Prakmatya and both the case of Shchin Yavesh, and therefore there's no question of my Shire, the High Shire. Now the Mishnah taught us that about these things one is able to masriya even on Shabbos. Rabbi Yossi argues even on this, and he says that even with these things you can only call out for help, but you cannot call out betfila. We see from the Tanakh comment of Rabbi Yossi that there's an Isser of Bakashas Tachnunim on Shabbos, and their whole machlekes is perhaps these cases there's an exception to that halacha. And so it is paskin in Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Shabbos in Simen Reish Peches in the Mechaber Sivtes Zel Shainai Ein Tzayakim V'loy Masriyim Boy Al Shum Tzara. One is not Tzayak and one does not call out on any Tzara on Shabbos. Chutz Mitzaras Hamizaynais, except for the Tzara of livelihood. She Tzayakim Aleh B'Shabbos B'Pev V'Le B'Shayfer, that one calls out with his mouth and not with the Shayfer. V'chein Ir. And so a city, Shekifu Akon, that was surrounded by the non-Jews, a Nahar, or a river, Usfinam, with Terephus Bayam, or a ship that's in danger at sea, Zayakin, and Mischaninim, Mitzfilus B'Shabbos, Abel Ein Taikin. One is Zayak and Mischanin on Tfil on Shabbos, but one does not do the Tekia. Mechaber as well writes, Hu Adin Al Yachin Har Nirdaf Mifnei Akum, Hu Adin, an individual does not have to be necessarily a Tzibur, which is in Tzara, but even a Yachid who's Nirdaf Mifnei Akum being chased by the Gayim, one can be call out for the Yachid. The Mechaber writes as well, Hu Adin Achayla Shiesh Beisakana, that he's in danger on Shabbos itself, there's a possibility that he will die on this day, Zayakin U'mischanin, and we scream out and we daven for him. Now the Vilna Gayim over there in Shulchan Aruch points out that the source for the Mechaber is this whole Isser to daven and cry out on Shabbos. The Mekar is our Sugya, our Mishnah, that only in these specific cases was the Tanakama Mater, which is Mashma. In any other case, there's an Isser of Techino v'Shabbos. The Magen Avraham over there in Sifkatan Yudalit points out that a Chayla who is not Mesukin today, he's not in a grave danger on Shabbos itself. Therefore, one does not have a heter to mischanin and to be mevakish on Shabbos. And the Magen Avraham, in fact, says a tema, it's a wonder by him. Lama nagu ha'inna sheyomer ha'chazim yishaberach ha'chayla. He doesn't understand what is the pshat, the minhag that the chazan says a mishaberach for someone who's sick. Because in the mishaberach, he says hamakim yishalich refuah shalema, Kadosh Baruch Hu should send the sick person refuah shalema. He says l'chara, this is something which is aser like it's mavur in simen reish pei zayin. The Magen Avraham means to say that over there in Shulchan Aruch in Simen Reish Pei Zayin it says that one is allowed to visit someone who is a chayla on Shabbos, a sick person on Shabbos. However, he should not say to him when he leaves, similar to what a person said when he leaves a sick person during the weekday. But rather, all he should say is Shabbos hi milizai. It is Shabbos, and therefore it is forbidden for me to cry out. Urafua kareva lavai, and the refua is close in coming. Viracham of merubim, and his rachmanis is great. Vishabato yishalim. And the Tama Isser, the Machatz Zashekel explains, b'shem the Ran, the reason why it's aser to be mispalel mimavakish on the chayla on Shabbos is because the concern is he's going to be ma'ir by himself mercy and feeling the pain of the chayla, and he'll begin to cry when he remembers and thinks about what the chayla is going through. And that is the side of the Isser to mevakish on the chayla of Shabbos. Now in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah in Siman Tavkuf Peidal and Sif Aleph, over there, the Rambam writes that if it's Shabbos, we do not say the special tefillah of Avinu Malkeinu. And the reason is, for the same reason mentioned above, that there's an Isser to be Shayel Tzaracha b'Shabbos, Isser for a person to ask his personal needs on Shabbos, like it says over there in the Mishnah Berurah. However, the Rambam Hilchos Shabbos in Siman Reish Pei Dalet Siv Zayin writes, Nayigan Leimar Yikum Porkan. The minhag is to say Yikum Porkan. And there is no prohibition of being mispalel techina bakashas rachamim on Shabbos. The Berachas Avraham in Masechta Shabbos on Daf Yud Beis really asks us for a question. What is the difference between Avinu Malkeinu, where over there it's Paskin and Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, that one should not say Avinu Malkeinu on Shabbos because the prohibition of Bimavakish Tachnunim on Shabbos, and yet when it comes to Yikum Purkan, that is something which we do say on Shabbos. He says, perhaps Avinu Malkeinu, a person is getting more into the specifics of to send the Refuah Shleima to people who are sick, and to give them a good judgment, and therefore it's Ma'ir more Tsar, and therefore it's Bechal the Isser Techina, because we know the Isser Bakash on Shabbos is because of the concern that it will cause a person be Ma'ir Bayim Tsar. Asha'enkim Yikum Purkan, which is Stam, more a general type of Akbakasha, perhaps over there is no Isser of Techina on Shabbos. However, the Berachos of Rav himself says that it's not clear to him exactly the Gedar HaDvarim, what is included in the Isser of Techina of Shabbos, and what is permitted. As well, he points out, people have a minuk Friday night when they come home from Shul, they say the special tefillah of Ribbono Shel Olam, which over there enumerates different bakashas, different things that we ask from Hashem. And over there as well, he says, he doesn't know exactly what is the hatter over there to say those tefillahs. The Birchas Avraham as well points out that the Gemara Masechtas Brachos and Daf Chof Aleph teaches us, and so it is Paskin and Shulchan Aruch, that if someone on Shabbos begins the Shemayin Esrei, and he begins to say Atachainain, the halacha is he should complete the bracha, and then continue with the rest of the tefillah of Shabbos. And the reason the Gemara in Brachos gives is that really is obligated in the full Shemayin Esrei on Shabbos, and just Chazal did not want to be matriach a person to say the whole entire Shemayin Esrei. So we see over there from the Gemara that as far as saying the brachas of Shemayin Esrei, there would have been no issue of Techina b'Shabbos. And that is, well, he wants to know, what is the difference between that and Avinu Malkeinu, where Avinu Malkeinu, we say, is forbidden to be said on Shabbos, and yet after Chaynein and these other bakashas in Shemayin Esrei, seemingly would have been no issue. The Mishnah says further that Al Kol Tzara Shel Itave Al Tzibor Masri and Alea, for any Tzara that it should not come upon the Tzibor, we are Masri about it. Chutz Mirayv Gishamim, the only exception is, we are not Masriya, if too much rain is coming, we are not Masriya, that it should stop. The Mishnah tells us, Maisa Sha'amru L'Chayni Hamagel, there was a story that they told Chayni Hamagel to be mispalel, that Gishamim should come. He told them, go out to your fields and bring in Tanurei Psachim, bring in the ovens that you use to cook the Karban Pesach, B'shir Shal Yamuku, that they should not be destroyed in the rain. His spalel v'lo yard geshamim, and then he went ahead and davened, and the rain did not fall. Ma'asa, what did he do? The Mishnah says, Ag Uga, he made himself a circle, Ama b'saycha, and he stood within it, v'amu l'fana, ribayna sh'aylam, v'anecha samu p'neim alai, your children have placed their faith in me, shani k'ben bayis l'fanecha, I am like a son of your house in front of you, nishbani b'shimcha agadol, sh'eini zaz mikan, ad sh'tarachim abonecha. I refuse to leave the circle until you'll be merachem on your children. And the Gemara explains to us that the rain began to come until eventually they all went up to Yerushalayim because of the so much rain. Now Rashi later on, Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph explains, Ag Uga means that he drew a circle. And so too in Menachos and Daf Tzadi Dalet and Beis, it says over there in Rashi, that's why his name was Chayni Hamagel, because of the circle that he drew. From here, in the Shalzichuas Yehuda Yala, in Chelik Aleph Arachayim Simon Kufnun Zayim, he brings a raya from here to the Pshat in the Minig of Klal Yisrael to make the matzis that we use on Pesach, Agulais, round. He says that in Shemais Yud Beis Lamites, we find, the Pasuk says, Vayoyfues HaBatzik, they bake the dough, Ugais Matzis, Matzis which were Ugais. And the question is, why does the Pasuk have to tell us they baked matzis that were Ugais? What is the nafgamina that they were Ugais? He says, from here the Torah is being meramis to us, that they bedafkim baked matzis, they were round matzis. And the reason why they dafka baked matzis that were round as opposed to being square, first explanation he gives is that since anius is something which goes around the world, which travels, if a person is not an ani, but in his future generations, anius comes to him, and therefore, since anius is something which is a gilgal, like a round thing, which is chayzav ailam, which circles the world, and matzah is a zecher, to lechem aini, therefore, bedafka is a minog to make matzah, which is round. And he says, that's the pshat on the night of the Seder, we say, halach ma'anya, this matzah which symbolizes the anius, we mean to referring to the circular shape, which is merames on anius. Another pshat, the Yehuda Yala says, we can say why the matzahs, there's a minhag bedafka to have round matzahs. He says, based on what the Prima Gadim writes in Siman Tav Ayin Vav, that Avraham Avinu al Vasholem died on Erev Pesach, And therefore we eat eggs on the night of the Seder, which is a Meichel of Avelim, because eggs as well are round, because Avelis as well is something which is a Gilgal, Shechayzer Ba'alam. If so, Huadin, we dafka eat matzahs, which are Aguais, Zecher to the Avelis of Aram Vinu, who is Nifter, on Erev Pesach. And finally, he says, a third explanation, why is there a minhag to have round matzahs? He says, perhaps the kapeda to make dafka round matzahs is based on the fact that in Mitzrayim, they actually had a minhag bedafka to make their bread with squares. He says, because this corresponded to the many different gods that they served, and therefore, kenega that, Klal Yisrael bedafka made round matzahs to symbolize that we believe in one God, which ein lo tchil of a saif, has no beginning and has no end. He always was there and always will be there. And memela, we dafka bake round matzahs. He says, that's shot in the pasuk in Parshas Miketz, where they say, Yoimer simu lechem, and it says Yosef gave them bread by themselves and by the Mitzrayim by themselves. And the pasuk says, Kilayuchan ha-Mitzrayim lecha sa-Ivriyim lechem. The Mitzrayim were not able to eat the lechem together with the Ivriyim. He says, in Meduyik, the issue was the lechem. Ki te'eva hi le-Mitzrayim. Because the lechem was like a te'eva, an abomination for the Mitzrayim. He says, because since the Mitzrayim bedafka made their lechem with corners to show their belief in many different gods, and the Ivriyim made their bread round to show on Hashem Echad, therefore, the Mitzrayim, seeing that, was a te'eva for them, and therefore they had to sit in separate places. According to this, it would seem that the Pshat by Chayni HaMagla as well, one could say, is that he made a round circle to show that we only believe in one Hashem, and in that tzichus, he should save us and bring us the rain. The Mabit in his Sefer Beis Elikim wants to say another explanation. What was the kavanah of Chayni HaMagla, bedafka, to make a circle and to stand within the circle and say, if you will not be merachim avonecha, I will not exit the circle. He says, because the circle symbolizes the globe. Now the globe, most people in the world, Umas Ha'ilam, are under the mazales and shamayim, and therefore Chayni HaMagla was saying that if you will be merachim on us, I will step from outside the circle as if to symbolize that Klal Yisrael is not under the shlita of the mazales. The anhaga is not, the Kadosh Baruch Hu is not manigam through the mazalis, but rather there is no mazal Yisrael, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is manning them with a special, extra special hashkacha pratis. Like it says by Avram Avinu, Vayotzi Aisi Achutza, that he lifted Avram beyond the parameters of the world to show that Avram Avinu Klal Yisrael is not under the hanhag of the mazalis, but rather has direct hashkacha with Hashem. Like it says in the pasuk, Yichelek Hashem Amay. The chelek of Hashem is his nation, is Klal Yisrael. And like Rav Chaim Velazhiner once asked the Vilna Gaon, it says in the Medrash that Kadosh Baruch Hu is Sameach Bechalkai. Rav Chaim Velazhiner asked the Vilna Gaon, how does it pass to say about a Kadosh Baruch Hu is Sameach Bechalkai if the whole world belongs to him? On that, the Vilna Gaon answered, the Kavanah is to this pasuk, in Chelek Hashem Amay. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's special portion is Klal Yisrael, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Sameach Bechalkai, no matter where they are, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Sameach, the fact that his Chelek is Klal Yisrael. The Gemara teaches us at the end of the Amid, or Nachman says, Nahara anahara bitsurasa, bidinta amidinta kafna. Meaning, that if there is no tvua in one city, however there is tvua in another city, and it's possible to bring it derech the nahar on a boat across the river, in such a case this has merely the status of bitsurasa, a food shortage, does not yet have the status of a rav, of a famine. However, midinta amidinta kafna. If there is no food in this Medina, and the only way to bring it to the other Medina is through chamayrim, is through donkeys, that already has a status of kafna, of rav, because it's not easy to bring food from one Medina to another Medina. Tysus explains, what is the practical ramifications, whether something is classified as just being bitsurasa, food shortage, to whether something has the classification of being rav? Taisis says, because when it comes to Bitsurasa, there is no dinti masteria with tainus and shifras. Only something which has the status of rav, is there a din of masterian. Therefore, Rav Nachman comes to teach us that when there's only merely a food issue of transporting the food across the river, that does not yet have the status of kafna, and therefore there is no dinti masteria. Only when there's medina la medinta, there's an issue of bringing food over from a different medina, then it has a status of kafna, and there's halacha of masriyan. Taisus then asks on himself, after all, our Mishnah says that tzmachim sheshanu, in a case where the tfuah began to grow back row abnormally, or it began to rain, and then it stopped, there was a break of rain of 40 days, the Mishnah says, they're all masriya, because it is makas pitzers, because it's a case of a food shortage. So it seems from our Mishnah that there is a din timasri on something which is merely a food shortage. And that explains the Shleimar, when we talk about makas pitzers in our Mishnah, what we really mean to say is we're about to reach a level where it will be a status of Rav. Because even though, yes, at this point, the Mishnah says, at this point, it is only a makas b'tzairis, however, eventually it will legally derav, and therefore there's halacha of masriyin. Taisus learns that the din to masriya of our Mishnah is limited only to a case of rav. It works out well as shitasai, because Taisus previously had learned, similar to Rashi and the Ramban, that masriyin of our Mishnah means a full-blown hasra of both shifers and tainus with the severity of the sheva tainus achrinus. And according to that, it's very understandable that Taisus holds only when we're in a situation of kafnav rav does it call for such extreme measures. The Gemara continues, and the Gemara brings down a memra from Rav Chanina. Sa b'sela u'shchicha b'tzurasa. If one can get food, a sa, for a sela, which is very expensive, but there's food is available, it still only has the status of a tzurasa, of a food shortage. However, arba sa b'sela v'loy shchicha, if one can get a tremendous amount of tfuah, very cheap, 4 sa just for a sela, however, there's not a lot of food going around, in such a case, that has the status of kafna, of a famine. However, Rabbi Yochanan qualifies his statement, and Rabbi Yochanan says, that which I said, that sa v'sela shchicha, merely has the status of a tzurasa, when you can buy a sa for a sela, but however, the food is around, it only has the status of a food shortage. Lo yishanu el bizman, when people have money to be able to purchase the food. However, if there's no money around, people don't have money to purchase food. So even if there's a lot of food around, it still has the status of kafna of a rav. And Rabbi Yochanan says, in fact, he remembers when he was a child, when there was 4 sa and going for a sela, one could get 4 sa for just for the price of a sela, but yet there were people who were that they were stomachs were bloated in Tavaria because they had no money to be able to purchase the food. You see from Rabbi Yochanan that even in a situation where there's a lot of food to go around, but if a person does not have the ability to access the food does him no good, and it has a status like a rav. The Abu Davram explains Lefizeh, that which we say in the tefillah of Nishmas on Shabbos. We say, with Sava kilkaltanu. We thank Hashem that even in a time of Sava, when there was a lot of food, he was mechalkalas, he gave us the ability to be able to purchase the food. And the Gemara teaches us that when it comes to Asker of Isman Sheish Bamisa Masriin Aleh, when it is killing people, we are Masriya, Isman She'ein Bamisa, Ein Masriin Aleh. And the Rambam in Perak Beis Mehilchas Tainis, Halacha Yigimel, writes the following, Al Chel Yom Ketzad, as far as people getting sick, how does it apply the din of Hasra? If many people have gotten sick in a certain city, for example, askara or other sicknesses, and people were dying because of the sickness, this has a status of a tzar of the tzibor, we are guys are atinus, and we have to be masriya. And the Beis Yosef in Simin Tavkuf Ayin Vav, Sif Katan Hei, Narachayim, is very bothered by the Shita of the Rambam. He says, Yesh L'daktik, Lama Le'chilku Bein Meis L'Gimel Meisim B'Gimel Yomim L'Ir Shol Chamish Meis. Why is the Rambam not being mechalik between similar to Dever, where the Gemara teaches us that to be considered Dever, you need 3 people to die in 3 days in a city with a population of 100? So too as well over here, why is the Rambam not mechalik? So the Beis Yosef wants to say, perhaps Dever is different, because the way Dever works is there's something, a physical change in the atmosphere, and it kills people without any waiting, they don't get sick, they just die on the spot. Therefore, when it comes to Dever, if it is not in that type of situation where 3 people are dying on 3 days, we say the Dever has passed, it is not going to stay in the Avir, it's going to move on, and therefore there is no issue. Hashem, when it comes to a regular Chayli, over there is no Tanai of 3 people dying in 3 days. The Lecha Mishnah, however, takes issue with the approach of the Beis Yosef, because he says, according to the Beis Yosef, it should come out that when it comes to Dever, it's only considered Masriya. We only are Masriya on Dever when 3 people die on 3 days. Yet when it comes to Askara, even 2 people dying on 1 day would be enough to be Mechayiv Asra. Lech HaMishnah says that's hard to hear. He says Dever definitely is something which is much more of a severe thing than Askara. And therefore the Lech HaMishnah himself takes a different approach in the Rambam. And he says if you look carefully in the Lashon HaRambam, the Rambam already answered the question that the Beis Yosef asked on him. The Rambam writes that when it comes to Askara, we're talking about a situation where many people in the Medina have already become sick. And therefore the Rambam means to say like this, by Dever, even if Dever only affects three people on 3 days and they die, that is enough when it comes to Dever to be Mechayev Hasra, because Dever is a much more severe thing. Masha'en came by Askara, the Rambam is explaining to us, it needs to be a situation where most people in the city walk upon him, a lot of people in the city are sick, and then by Askara, even if only two people die, that's enough because since most of the city or a lot of the city is sick, that is enough to say there's an obligation to be Masriya. However, the Lech HaMishnah says, of course, when it comes to Dever, if you would have a similar situation where most people are sick with the Dever, even if only two people die in one day, it would call for Asra. Dever is rather a chiddush, since Dever is so severe, therefore, if all you have is three people dying on three different days, that is enough to obligate us to be Masriya. So it seemed to come out that we have over here a very fundamental machlokes between the Beis Yosef and Lech HaMishnah. The Beis Yosef understands in the Rambam that the Rambam means to say that Dever has a certain aspect of a kula. That since Dever primarily affects the air, therefore if we don't see three people dying in 3 days, we say that it has passed, it has moved on. However, Lech HaMishnah says that's impossible to say. You cannot say that Dever is less severe than Askara. And therefore he says, of course, Dever has the same halachas, and the chiddush of the Rambam just is that when it comes to Dever, Dever has a severity that even with just three people dying on 3 days, that is enough to mechayev hasra. So we have to understand what exactly is the point of their machlekes, the point of contention, the site of the shiloh over here between the Beis Yosef and the Lech HaMishnah, how to understand the pshita of the Rambam. Perhaps we could say that the Beis Yosef holds similar to what we quoted from the Ramban in the beginning of the Perek, which the Ritva brings down, where the Ritva explained to us that when it comes to Asra, the ikar thing that we look at primarily what we want to see is something happening here, Shaloi Kederech HaTava. Even if, as far as the Tsar is concerned, perhaps you can have a situation where the Tsar is even worse, but that's not the ikar Kiveh of Asra. The Iker Kaveh of Asra is telling in a Shinoi Mimin Hagei Shel Olam. It's something which is out of whack over here, which is telling us that it's Gzeirah Shemayim. Therefore, we can say the Beis Yosef holds, since Dever, the Metzius of Dever, is that it's something which is in the air, and therefore, if we see the Dever is moving along, it's passing, it's not staying in the city, if so, there's no Mechayev of Asra. We say that this is a Tevedika thing, that Shinoi happened in the Avir, but now it's passing through, and therefore there is no obligation to be Masriya. Because the Beis Yosef will tell you that granted Dever, in a way, is a more severe type of thing, the way Lech HaMishnah argues. I agree with that, the Beis Yosef will say. But the Beis Yosef holds, we don't look at the severity of the thing. The main thing to see is there a Gzeirah Shamayim over here or not? And therefore, as long as the Dever is going to pass, we can say there is no Gzeirah Shamayim. This was a Tevatik thing which happened, and now it passed. And therefore, there is no obligation of Asra. Asha'en came, we can say the Lech HaMishnah holds that no, the Ikar Mechayev Asra is based on the severity of the thing. And therefore, Dever, which is more of a going epidemic, something which goes from place to place, therefore is more Chamer. And therefore, he says there's no way that Dever could have more of a Kula than Askara. And the Gemara had said, Tanya, I'm Rebbe Elazar ben Prata. Rebbe Elazar ben Prata had taught us, V'yayim shechar Beis HaMikdash, from the day that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Nashu Geshamim, Tzimukim L'Olam. The rain became like dried out. Sometimes it comes, sometimes it doesn't come. Sometimes it comes in a way, a good way. Sometimes it comes in a bad way. And based on Rebbe Elazar ben Prata teaches us, there are three aspects of rain which could be Tayv. One aspect is when the rain comes in a way that the tit, that the cement, which is the ground, is misgabel yafe, becomes a good mixture. Number two, if the rain comes at one shot, where everything could grow at one time. And number three, the rain comes early in the season in order to enable people to fashion bread and make their things without rushing. The Karen Ira wants to say that all these three things are merumas in the pasuk of imbuchukaisai telechu. In B'chukaisai Teleichu, where the Torah tells us that if you follow the ways of the Torah, V'nasati gishmechem be'itam, I will give your rain in its proper time. The aretz titein yevula, and the ground will give out its yevul. The Karen Iris says this corresponds to the first thing, the inyan of the ground becoming like tit, being mizgabel yafa. He says when it's mizgabel yafa, then it's able to give out its full strength, and that is the pshat the aretz titein yevula. The pasuk continues, the hisig lachem dayish esbatzer. The times of harvest will coincide with each other. This corresponds to the second inning of the bracha of the rain coming in its proper way, that everything grows in one shot. And finally, the pasuk says, "Va'achaltem lachmechem l'sayva." This corresponds to the last aspect when the rain comes in its proper time, does not tarry. Therefore, there's enough time to bake the bread properly, and you're able to eat it l'sayva.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.